Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. At first glance, South Texas arid brushland seems inhospitable to man and beast.
The biggest challenge, of course, is the lack of rainfall. We have over 40 tanks on the place, so whenever it rains, our goal is to have every drop stay on the place.
Capturing rainfall through vegetation and soils management, along with construction of tanks, diversion levees, and pipelines, keeps water on the 4,300-acre High Lonesome Ranch in McCullen County, owned and operated by Charles and Nancy Hundley. The Hundley's wildlife program emphasizes management for trophy white-tailed deer, quail, and dove. But that's not all. The property also sustains a western village for hunters and ecotourism.
This little western village is actually guest rooms and accommodations for our hunters. It's very expensive running a ranch, and so this is another attraction for guests other than hunters. The bird watchers want to come. This brings in new revenue, brings in new interest.
The High Lonesome Ranch is the regional winner of the Lone Star Land Steward Award for the South Texas Ecoregion. Learn more about the awards program at passporttotexas.org. That's our show with support from the Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the private lands and public hunting program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.